Hey, online guys. Brain Grid. I can't remember. That's are
That's
those?
Javier.
Yeah. They've popped in.
Hi, Javier.
Hi, Javier.
They're enjoying you, I assume.
I don't know you, but hello.
Yeah. And they're clearly a Mom Hatter because they are making it known that it is my fault. So.
Yeah, no, they will always. That's the great thing about
They will.
shoring up like fans of anything you do is that you always have a mini army you can rally against Jesse Jones
Yeah, wouldn't know
when the time
anything.
calls for it.
Wouldn't know anything about fans. Unfamiliar with
Are
the
they in chat
concept.
right now? Mine are.
Oh, I don't know. Let's see.
Rise up! Defend me!
Four users have left the chat.
Oh,
no.
Oh, accurate, though.
Roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, Stab's team of comedy scientists commissioned three specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they will now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience in a show called Stab.
In this turkey basting episode of the Stab Show, Squad Patrol's Dana Bryan has a whole bag of giblets left over that she's pretty sure she doesn't need, but can't just throw away. Multi-talented Sierra Ramirez hopes she can get all the shopper blood off her Black Friday cudgel this year, but if not, just more seasoning for the club. And Mom Hat Studios' Jeff Brown is already out of the Little Drummer Boy Challenge, Whamageddon, and the Grinch debacle. So maybe he can just enjoy the month without all the anxiety. And all the while, me, your host, Jesse Jones, isn't going to say he's a simply having a wonderful Christmas time apologist, but he knows he likes it more than you do, that's for sure. All of this, and so much more tonight, on the Stab program. So let's dive right into the show, shall we? It's segment one. It's reorganization. One of these days, I'll get through an opening without stumbling on a half dozen words. One of these days. Literally only wrote it like an hour ago. Segment one, it's reorganization. We, each and every one of us, have the totality of human knowledge just tucked away in our dumb little pocket. Largely, our magic technology rectangle is only used to store memes that we then reshare with the people we stole them from in the first place. And for social media apps that absolutely devour our precious corporeal existence. But we could use it for more, you know, if we wanted to. A fact that is exemplified by the acronym LMGTFY. Or let me Google that for you. Literally anything we want to know is available at our Google tips, just waiting to be tapped for. But naturally, let's quickly forget what LMGTFY might otherwise mean, and instead give me who or what else LMGTFY might stand for or represent to you. Dana Bryan! I don't want to say those six letters again, so you just do it.
Okay, so, like, I'm a woman, so obviously that stands for, like, maybe get the fucking yardstick. Okay, because like this is totally a multi-use acronym for women when you're just like sick and tired of all the like male bullshit, right? Like, you know what? You get like two or more guys and they're acting all like stupid and shit. You just LMGTFY because like clearly whatever they're arguing about, like it's because of it's really just a stand-in for whatever's going on in their pants, right? You know, like, maybe get the fucking yardstick. Because you know what? If they're arguing about trucks, it's about their penis. Are they arguing about girls who like them more? It's about their penis. Are they arguing about who can maybe eat the most Twinkies while hanging upside down like a bat? Penis, right? So, like, maybe get the fucking yardstick already and just measure your dicks, guys.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Fuck. But then, like, also, it's, like, a useful signal to women when, like, some men really need a beat down and you don't want them to know it's coming. You just, like, whisper to your friend, LMGTFY, and they're going to get it. And it makes a really handy self-defense weapon. You just beat them with that straight piece of wood. And, like, okay, maybe I'm, like, wrong and, like, not everything in a man's life is about his dick. But, like, sometimes when men get all full of testosterone and shit, like, maybe you get two yardsticks and they, like, bow fight each other. Like, they're on American Gladiator or something. And then they get all those, like, dirty man hormones out of them. And they just feel better about life, right?
Yeah.
Like, totally.
Yes. 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 Sorry. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Whoa.
Yeah.
See, now that feels wrong. It's like the man had to signify that that prompt was over, and I don't like it. I feel bad now. Because nobody responded until I said thank you, signifying it was over, which makes me feel bad.
Do you have a yardstick I could borrow?
Oh. I've got the tiniest level ever, which, again, penis. Thank you, Dana. Thank you. Sierra, hi there. What do you have to do with this LMGTFYN we got going on?
I offer an alternate perspective due in part to switching around of the letters.
Okay.
That I didn't mean to do.
Do not support this. Technically, it's allowed, but.
It was an accident. It was 100% not my fault.
Okay.
Jesse.
All right. Well, I'll.
Anyway. Yeah. LGMYFT is what I will be discussing, and that stands for Let Go, Mama, Your Forced Tradition.
Okay.
I'm Mama. Mama is me. And the forced tradition is what I, as my own American woman, have inherited. The things that are passed down through generations, traumas, traditions of squashing down, not talking about, not feeling our feelings. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Not feeling our feelings. Submitting to husband and to the Lord.
Oh, okay.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen.
A woman.
Hey.
In the face.
As well. As the very American, righteous, internalized racism inherited from my European-American immigrant settler ancestors, as well as juxtaposed against the pain of inherited racism and forced assimilation passed down from my non-white, non-European ancestors, America. So let go, Mama, your forced tradition.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 Amen. Let go, Mama.
Let go, Mama.
Well, I feel
Jesse.
I feel like I did my part, not forcing down emotions by crying in my car today. So I think I did good.
Good job, Jesse.
Yay.
Good job.
Yeah. Just let it out. Just ball. Just let it out.
Not gonna feel bad about the thing with the stalking.
You just keep saying sad things
about yourself. It's okay.
You started the sad train of rolling all night long.
What my parents told me when I was born.
No.
We can all be sad together and fight through it. Or embrace it and just cry in our cars on the way home. Let's do it.
Or in a hug circle if we embrace it.
Sure.
Individually in our cars when we cry on the way home.
All of these things are available. Thank you, Sierra. For making us think, which we did not want to do.
Gotta push it down!
Jeff!
Howdy.
Jeffrey Brown. Jefferson Brownikins. Oh, this is where I...
This is where you come in. It's the beginning. It's fine. I highlighted it for you.
Oh. Well, are you going to be able... That's a lot before we get to the highlighting. Are you going to be able to handle...
Oh, I have my own... I have another device.
Oh, well, biscuits. That makes sense.
So don't let it go. You have to keep your finger kind of moving. Don't let it go... Don't let it go.
Don't let it go to sleep.
Don't let it go to sleep.
Let it go to sleep.
Don't let it sleep.
All right, then, Jeff. Oh, this is nice.
Yeah, right?
Technology.
You know how that makes me feel? Happy, not so much sad when I'm holding on to that.
Mm-hmm. Working technology. Yeah.
Money can buy happiness or less sadness sometimes.
More that than the other, yes. Jeff, let's hear what you've got for an LMGTFY.
Okay. I was worried. I was like, did I move the letters around too? LMGTFY. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the Washington Press Junket. As you know, there is a new administration taking over in a few months. President-elect Trump has already announced planned appointments once he takes office. And even though we're still in November, we decided, fuck it, let's just get these out of the way.
The first big change that the Trump administration plans to make is to education.
Sure.
This is why the administration has announced it is firing Miguel Cardona, who has a doctorate in education, a master's in science, and who is the current U.S. Secretary of Education, and replacing him with podcaster and known fearer of women, Charlie Kirk. Mr. Kirk is here to provide a sneak peek at some of the changes that will be filtered out to schools across the nation so that parents can begin transitioning their children to homeschooling sooner rather than later. Mr. Kirk, the podium is yours.
Good evening, everybody. Come 2025, we will be making several broad changes to the woke anatomy and sexual education curriculums. We will make these subjects, long ruled over by the radical left, more accessible and understandable to average Americans. The first change we'll be implementing is a complete revamp of the classification and naming conventions for the women's parts.
What was that?
The ladies' no-no zone.
Speak up, we can't hear
the,
you.
The where babies come from, the vagina. The vagina. The vagina. We are going to be doing away with the complicated, left-leaning, science-driven ways of looking at the vagina and implementing the LMGTFY naming convention for all parts of the vagina.
Kirk pulls out a diagram titled the Burgina and points randomly to the outer parts of the photo.
L is for labia. We're keeping the name for this one, but I guess there was two? Labia minor and labia majora's mask. Now we're just making it one big labia because, you know, the economy.
Charlie Kirk points at the vaginal opening.
M is for mystery. No one knows what goes on in this area. Does pee come out of it? Where does the baby squeeze out of there? Mm-hmm. Why do I get dizzy and feel like fainting every time I look at it? Obviously, some darker mystery is afoot, one that our administration hopes to solve.
Charlie Kirk points at the region between the vagina and the anus.
G is for gooch. One time my cousin kicked me in the gooch so hard I pooped my pants. That was 2 weeks ago and I still haven't forgiven him.
Charlie Kirk points to the clitoris.
T is for ticklish part. I don't know what this area is really for, but I do know that sometimes I'll walk in on my wife sucking herself in that spot a whole bunch. And when she does, she wiggles and shakes around, so I guess it's just a really ticklish spot for ladies. Once I asked her if she wanted me to tickle her there too, and she said no.
Charlie Kirk points to the anus.
F is for Fanny. Once I used the word anus in front of my great aunt, and she bent me over and spanked my fanny until it was red. That was 2 weeks ago, and I'm still sore. This will help make sure that no one else's great aunt spanked their fannies for using coarse words, even though it sort of feels kind of good.
Charlie Kirk points to the vulva.
And Y is for yeast. I didn't know that yeast came from the vagina. But I heard my wife's friend talking about it. So not only are we educating on the female anatomy, but also on food science. You can look out for these changes and more to roll out over the next year. Our next update will focus on the anatomy of women's boobs and how cool it would be to get to touch one someday. Thank you.
Take back your dirty pad of filth.
It makes you feel less about yourself that you don't have one now.
That's problematic, Jesse.
I didn't write it.
Fair enough.
I didn't even point Jeff in that direction. That's just the
evil.
A lot
of subtext with the acronyms you give.
Sure. I mean, you know what? It feels like if we were to step back and see how everybody interprets these random letters, I think it says more about the interpreter than the presenter.
I think it says more about America.
Yes.
We got one response that was vaginas and one that was penises. So
yeah. You know what? Do I know how to pick?
What's the common denominator for those two things? Jesse Jones.
Yes. penis and vagina, and in between, sadness. So, yeah, this is a stab show.
Whenever something weird, stab show. Just bail.
Hey, everybody. Let's meet who we've got on this program. Hey, Dana.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi. Oh, moving on. You've got some Christmas programming coming up in a couple weeks.
Yes, my sketch team, Squad Patrol, is on December 13th putting on our Into the Santaverse Christmas show. So if you ever thought Santa Claus also needs his own multiverse show, come watch. And if you hate multiverses, also come watch.
Sure.
You know, it's gonna be a time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the most Squad Patrol we've ever been. So you know,
that's always an actual good selling point for the show.
Yes.
Because anytime Marco and the crew are just completely unfettered by reality, that's when it gets fun.
Yes. If you've ever wanted to jam 1,000 ideas into one show, this is a show for you.
That is Squad Patrol. Well, cool. People should check that out.
Yes.
Unless something else is going on here.
It's Friday the 13th, so you might be doing something related to that holiday.
Yeah. Not. But because I don't plan ahead. Check out Squad Patrol. Always a pleasure to have you. Dana.
Always a pleasure to be here.
Yeah. Sierra.
Hi, Jesse.
Hi there. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you for having me. Happy to be back.
Happy to have you back. How are things?
Great, Jesse.
I'll move ahead past that. What have you been up to? Anything creatively fulfilling?
Yeah. Lots of art.
Good.
Lots of art. And I'll be taking some classes coming up to keep learning creative things.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Including Improv 1 here at Stab.
Oh, you cut it out.
Taught by Jesse Jones.
That's true.
Sundays and Tuesdays.
Sundays and Tuesdays. Yes, coming up. You need something to start your new year, right? Yeah, that'll be happening.
Mm-hmm.
Be a great joy to have you in the class. And 19 other people. Spot's still available. Well, good to have you, Sierra. Nice to see
you. Thank you, Jesse. Nice to see you.
Still might need to bother you about curating the Stab Gallery.
That
up front.
Is on my list. That is so on my list. I am working on my very first solo art exhibit.
Oh, shit.
Ooh.
Not yet hung, but it will be here.
Oh, okay, good. Good. We need to talk more.
Yeah. Jesse just found out, too.
Yes, I did. But I sort of asked for it, but we just need to communicate.
And you got it.
But it's been a time.
It's coming.
I know. It's been. Well, cool. And as much as we love Jack, it was not intended for their art to be hung for 3 years in the lobby. I mean, we sold some, but
it can stay.
Sure. It's now a staple. It can't leave unless somebody buys it.
Yes.
Put some restrictions on things. Well, good to see you, Sierra, as always. Jeff Brown.
Hey.
How are you? Woo indeed.
You know,
A tepid woo indeed.
The crowd of dozens speak for me. Thank you.
Hey, you know what? This is a Stab Dozen, actually.
Yeah. You multiply the number of contestants by a dozen, which is 12, and that's a Stab Dozen.
Yeah. No.
Divide it.
You multiply the people on stage that are not me by the people in the audience.
And that's the dozen.
And you get
a dozen.
That's a Stab Dozen.
Stab Dozen.
That's right.
Yeah. No, yeah. they're all spreading out.
Oh, yeah. Evenly spaced.
Yeah.
to simulate.
You're the real heroes. You should be on camera.
Yeah. It's true. How is Mom Hat?
Well, most of them are here. You can ask everybody.
It's true. It's true. Three quarters.
Yeah, quite well. There's so many. I don't want to spoil everything. There's so many fucking podcasts in the hopper right now.
Nice.
You have no idea. One of them's gonna make us enough for. I don't know. I was gonna say Jack in the Box like is $15 for a meal now. So I don't know if that. But the tacos are only $1.79, and you still get two of them. So
something's gonna monetize you.
Something's
guys.
Gonna come out.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah. No. It's things are going along. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. And the audience keeps filling in with, you know what? I don't need strangers. This is what I want.
Non-paying audience members.
Yes.
People who just crawl in, nonchalant.
This is. Yeah, they bought beverages, I assume. But no, I appreciate this more than just randos off the street that will not ever get what they're randomly walking into. The percentage of people that see the show for the first time and stay through it, not good. Not good.
The trick is to invite them to be on the show, and then they'll come back for free later on to watch other people.
That's
be on
also
it.
Not a no? high percentage.
Okay.
Either. No.
Right.
Just these good salt of the earth people. We're not going to get any details on the upcoming programs. Are they mostly returning? Are they mostly new?
Podcasts?
Yeah.
Everything is brand new.
Oh,
everything
shit.
Is brand new.
Because you guys didn't have enough.
It was going to be the year of podcasts, but then we realized it a month and a half ago. So now it's the last 2 months of podcasts before the end of the month.
Right.
We're just trying to pump out as many as possible.
That's right. Still
yeah.
counts.
Yeah.
Well, we're all looking forward to more Mom Hatting.
The hard part is the editing. No one wants
well,
to do
yes.
that.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
I don't. You're not telling me anything I don't know 15 episodes behind. We're going to get there. It was in the 20s. So, good to have you, Jeff, as always.
Thank you for having me.
And all of these wonderful, beautiful, smiling faces. Let's get back to it. And segment two, it's Bathroom Wall. Our bodies are gross. They do any number of unspeakable things that we try not to think about, but are, like, totally happening right now, waiting to be addressed and cleaned up later. And the only thing grosser than what it is our bodies do, oftentimes, is where we have to do it, the public restroom. If you, like me, dislike the general public, then the only thing worse is dealing with where they leave their leave-ins. So, when we find ourselves in one of these places, it only seems natural that we'd want to take our minds off the fact, by sharing our weirdest thoughts on the walls of the stalls thereof. And so it goes in Bathroom Wall, where you're asked to give us three items each that you might find carved, drawn, or scribbled on the bathroom walls of a public restroom in an abstract concept. Today's Bathroom Wall, the holiday season! If the October 31st through January 1st corridor of the calendar had a public restroom, what might you find on the walls of that spooky, thankful, merry, Lang Syne bodily function closet? You guys get it. You have a bunch of random shit that we don't normally do in this episode.
Is this the first of this segment before? Like, is
oh,
this,
no.
Okay, really?
But it is low on the pecking order. We do not roll out. Oh, no, we've got bathroom walls. Have you somehow not done a bathroom wall? Oh, yeah.
Never done a bathroom with
bulletin board. Bathroom wall is at the bottom of the segment two totem pole. As it were. Pun partially not intended. So, three times around, 1-1-1-2-2-2, as segments two go. Dana, what's your first piece of bathroom wall of the holiday season?
Inside the stall, there's a spooky-looking hole. And around... And around it, it says, "Feed me your Tootsie Roll."
No, that does sound poops, and we don't want that to go in through the hole. Oh, maybe. You know what? Not gonna yuck anybody's yums. Sorry, I'm not here. Not here to take that away from you. Sierra, holiday season bathroom walls.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The piece is called The Present.
Okay.
It is a box with a bow on it, like a gift. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's all about regret, loneliness, and shame. The medium is boogers and nose hairs. You know, lots of people around this time sharing lots of things, like... we're all coughing in the same room, and we're sneezing in the same room, and we're sharing the disease-infected air.
Yes.
Right? in the bathroom here, we're flushing together, we're pooping and sitting at the same time, mm-hmm. sharing time and space.
Yeah.
And, like, the experience, you know? Sharing this moment in time. And, like, you know, sometimes the things that we all share, like the peeing and the pooping and the nose picking, that's, like, what brings us the most shame, right? But, like, we're more alike than we are different. Yeah. Is the point.
Yeah.
All we have is each other. All we have is each other, man. Shit. The here and now, the present, baby.
All right.
Okay, let it go. Okay? Let that shit go. Shed it. Renew it. The only way out is through the present.
Okay.
All right. Wow. All
right. Yeah. Yeah. We're all more alike than we are different. We've got shameful, shameful holes.
Everybody poops.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Yes. Everybody. Sometimes through a hole. I don't know. You use it how you use it.
It's up for your interpretation.
Well, I mean, yes. Through a hole, through a hole. yeah.
Just holes
on holes. Jeff! Let's get us a third of the way through this bathroom with whatever you found in there.
So, in this stall, there's a festive-looking hole. It has a crude wreath drawn around it, mm-hmm. and if you look through it, you'll see Mommy kissing Santa Claus, but not on his lips.
Mm-hmm. Good times.
Interesting. Interesting.
All right. Provocative.
Yes.
On his rosy red cheeks. All right, have we gotten all the holes out of our system? Are we? No. Yeah, more holes. Second time around, holiday season.
Okay.
Holiday season bathroom walls. What do you got, Dana?
This next one is written in both the ladies and the men's.
Okay.
If your turkey needs stuffing, call Bill 555-213-0797.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody's got a turkey needs stuffing.
Right. And Bill, you know, will stuff or be stuffed.
Non-discriminate turkey stuffer. Oh, okay. I didn't think about that stuff. Yeah. Everybody gets stuffed, guys. Everybody gets stuffed.
Everybody poops. Everybody gets stuffed.
And some people get stuffed where they poop. Yeah, I'm just saying.
Provocative. Provocative. Oh,
I don't know. I don't know. I'm making this longer.
Sierra.
Yeah. That's all right. Cameron doesn't have a whole bunch of shit to set up. Let's just linger and meander. Sierra. Second holiday season bathroom wall piece.
Jesse.
Yes.
And friends.
Might as well say it because we don't often get to. So yeah.
Friends near and far. The second piece is called Death Rattle. This one is all about capitalism. Okay? Capitalism. Buy, 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 money, 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 extract. Okay? Exploit the land, enslave the people, drill, baby, drill. We love fracking. Oh, my God. Cut down more trees. Pollute more water sources. We need to eat more beef, okay? We need to eat more beef. We need to drink more fucking milk, okay? This is the death rattle. This is the fucking death rattle of late stage capitalism and insane multiple climate catastrophes. The medium is
yeah.
Toilet paper and spit.
Okay.
The image is a water drop. Okay, picture with me, please. A water drop from a like spigot. Okay. You have like the little the twisty thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, you have, like, a hand turning the faucet, okay? On top of the fucking hand is, like, a dollar sign. And then coming out of the faucet is a little water drop with the planet Earth. In, like, the big part of the drop. Thank you. Yeah, America. That, again, is death rattle. Death rattle.
All right. All right.
Death rattle.
I expect to see all three of these pieces in your first showcase.
I can do that.
Yeah.
Get ready for the third one.
Oh, did I just ask for something I don't want? Usually do. Thank you, Sierra. Jeff. Hi. You're a second piece in the bathroom of the holiday season.
Yeah. So it is on the stall wall. There is a drawing of Oogie Boogie from The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Sure.
But it's like a very erotic drawing, you know?
Is there any other kind?
Like all the curvatures. I don't know. I know it's hard to make it more erotic than it already is, but yeah. It's more erotic than it usually is. So it's like, you know, and it looks like Oogie's kind of like more curvaceous and kind of sticking out, sticking out the booty, and it, you know, kind of like in a twerk. And beneath it just says the word thick with two C's.
Yes.
And then beneath that, there's somebody else's handwriting, and it says, I discovered something new about myself today. And there's just like a lot of questionable dry fluid just everywhere.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Looks a lot like your handwriting.
Oh, well, I mean, learn something new about yourself every day. All of my questionable dry fluid. Thank you, Jeff. Third time around, let's get the fuck out of this bathroom. Dana, you're third of three pieces in the bathroom stalls or bathroom proper of the holiday season.
So this is a series of different contributions. So at the top it read, Santa is real. But the real is crossed out, and underneath it says not real, and then underneath that it says real, and then underneath that says not real, and that's crossed out too, and then underneath that crossed out also says a social construct made by greedy capitalists, and then crossed out under that is in our hearts if you believe in the joy in Christmas, and then scratched out under that is my real dad. And then not scratched out, because this is where it ends. It says, a ho, ho, ho.
Hell yeah.
And Jared. Then someone, like, kind of crooked, wrote with an arrow. Fair enough.
Yeah. Agree to agree.
Right.
Well done. Thank you. So much snapping. Sierra, take us on another journey. With your third piece in the bathroom of the holiday season.
Third piece is called Tradition. Oh. Medium is period blood that has been finger painted and tampon tapped into the shape of a turkey. But this turkey is actually a football, an American football. Shaped like a turkey on a platter, much like a turkey on a Thanksgiving table.
Okay.
A small bowl of cranberry sauce and glass of red as well.
Sure.
Red, yeah. With period blood.
Yes. Yes. Thank you for reminding.
Tradition.
Yeah. Oh, yay.
You want that in the lobby, Jesse?
Yes. I mean...
Heard that.
You know what? Challenge accepted. I don't know. I don't know that I could produce it, actually. So maybe challenge not accepted. Thank you, Sierra. Jeff, let's close out some bathroom walling with your third of three holiday season bathroom wall pieces.
So I know in the prompt you were like, the holidays, like Halloween,
sure.
You know,
it's all of
Christmas. But we can't forget that Veterans Day also falls in November.
I guess it does.
So you didn't put that in the prompt.
Well.
So someone, knowing that you sort of slighted the vets.
Wow. Okay.
They wrote on the bathroom stall, they said, support our troops. And then on the wall next to that, there's a crude drawing of the general from the General Car Insurance. And there's a speech bubble that says, for the best car insurance rates in town, call 1-800-GENERAL now. And when you call the number, it's not the car insurance company. It's just like a sex hotline where all the operators role play as the general. And then what they usually say is they say 1-800, you can probably come for the general now.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
You can try calling that phone number.
I will.
It works.
Oh. So many mustache rides. I know the general.
That's a big old mustache.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you. Let's get on to segment three. It's recipes. With Thanksgiving coming and going yesterday, how about we break out some of our favorite recipes? I tried making a turkey for the first time this year, and since I wrote this on Wednesday, I have no idea how well that went. I'm sure I'll have something to say about it once I'm reading this on Friday, but for now, let's just assume it went amazing. It was all right. But all of us, like turkey dinners, are the sum of the parts that went into them, making them hecka yum or effin' yuck. And while we all know that sugar and spice and everything nice are what little girls are made of, and that snips and snails and puppy dog tails are what little boys are made of, in recipes, we're looking for you to give us your recipes for what has gone into the makings of these other various stuffs and things, Dana Bryant. Let's hear your recipe for someone who just knows how to push your buttons.
Okay. So in a small bowl, you need to combine the following ingredients. 1 cup of white straight male privilege, 1/2 cup of unresolved emotional trauma, and 2 teaspoons of fight response. In a large bowl, combine too much intelligence for anyone's old and good, a creepily observant amount of social skills, and the impish desire to cause chaos. So what you're going to do is at first slowly combine the ingredients from the large bowl into the small bowl because you got to ease into it. Your mixture should start to slowly bubble, but just slowly. Once that starts to happen, you need to increase the speed at which you're combining these ingredients until the mixture just boils over the edge of the small bowl because it just can't take the large bowl's ingredients anymore. Then you're going to continue to combine the ingredients until the mixture just fucking explodes. Stop when that happens. You may not actually need to use all of the ingredients in the large bowl. It really just depends on how reactive the small bowl is in the moment. And then you should just, your mixture should now be hardened and stiff. So bake it at over 350 degrees for about 20 minutes. Then when you remove it from the ovens, your results are going to be tough and bitter. Yeah, you should probably hide that final result in a corner for as long as it takes for it to just cool down. And then just leave it there because nobody wants to deal with that shit.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry. sorry. Thank you,
You're
Dana.
Welcome.
Hey, Sierra, how about you just give us a little something to just breathe with your recipe for a perfect rainy day.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. All right.
First ingredient for a perfect rainy day is cats. quantity is so much, okay? So much cats mixed with safety, warmth, and shelter. Gratitude is another ingredient. Grateful for the safety, warmth, and shelter to enjoy these so much cats. Here, you'll notice the ingredient of intrusive thoughts, okay? We don't want to do much with them at this point, but they are there. The overwhelming awareness of the lack of safety, warmth, and shelter for others, humans and animals, outside dogs, stray animals, sad thoughts, memories. But those are the intrusive thoughts. We're not really going there yet, okay? And also like a perfect rainy day. This is a perfect rainy day. My perfect rainy day is sad, isn't it? Like, I'm like, it's not perfect. I'm not perfect. Now, perfectionism has been triggered. Now you really start folding in the intrusive thoughts, okay? Fold in the intrusive thoughts and the perfectionism. A picture jumping in front of a fucking train, putting your head in the oven. What about the kids, okay? And then you just let that settle for a bit, okay? You let that settle for a bit. Go to art time, okay? Creativity. A lot of collage lately for me. So we have, like, our required tools of, like, glue and scissors and razors and blades and sharp things. Four fold in more intrusive thoughts here. Sad thoughts, memories. You mix all of that together, like with a deep breath in through the nose, out through the mouth. Okay, gratitude. Moving my body in deep breaths. Okay, that's another ingredient. Groundedness, you know, shake it all the fuck out and like go for a walk, maybe hug a tree, but like it's raining, so I don't know.
Yay. Thanks. It's my fault. You're right. That's my fault. We will always let the perfect be the enemy of the good. All right. Everything's fine. What? Jeff Brown!
Mine's a lot like that one. I don't know.
I wouldn't have thought that the recipe for a perfect rainy day could be as similar to your recipe, Jeff Brown, of a guilty pleasure. But let's see.
All right. The holidays are here! And that means it's time to bake! If you follow my Instagram account or talk to me for more than 5 minutes, you know that this is the time of the year that I love churning out sweets and treats. And nothing is as sweet or as treat as a guilty pleasure. Now this recipe is a bit unorthodox, as your guilty pleasure will come out of the oven radically different than mine. But that's okay. This recipe will simply give you the foundation for creating your perfect guilty pleasure for this holiday season. First, we want to head to the kitchen and set our ovens to preheat for 350 degrees. After this, let's put on some background music to set the mood. I don't know, maybe something from the 90s swing revival? Let's throw on some Cherry Poppin' Daddies! Nothing gets my baking blood running like a little zoot suit riot, am I right? No? All right. Well, after we've got our oven set, it's time to get some ingredients in the bowl. You're going to want a large mixing bowl, a large wooden spoon, and... Oh, crap. Hold on. I left the TV on in the living room. I need to go turn that off. And oh! They're showing the 1995 film Hackers on TBS! This movie is great. It really instilled in me a love of electronic music, rollerblading, and sitting alone at home on my computer at an early age. Also, you get to see Angelina Jolie's boobs for like a split second. Gosh, all this food prep is making me hungry. Let's take a detour where I get ourselves a little mid-baked snack. Nothing too complicated, you know, just a plain sandwich. A plain old sandwich, you know, you got your bread, got your cheese, got your meat, spinach, and of course, Miracle Whip. Just an absolute deluge of Miracle Whip covering every ingredient. You really want to lay it on thick so that you can feel the moistness through the other side of the bread as you quietly eat this alone during lunchtime at your cubicle. Oh, and if anyone asks, it's just mayonnaise. It's just mayonnaise. And the music coming out of your computer speakers, the scroll nut zippers, no, it's not them. No, I've never heard of them. I don't even know who they are. I'm just listening to some Bruno Mars. Yeah, Bruno Mars. Like that. Yeah, it's fine. That's normal. What did you watch on TV last night? Hackers? No, the movie that I watched, that's silly. I watched the American version of the Great British Bake Off. Not even the British one, just the American one because it's American. It's better. And, you made overnight oats and you went to bed at 10 o'clock at night and you did not stay up late watching Doctor Who video essays and you did not practice several TikTok dances in front of your mirror until 3 a.m. And you did not download a bunch of erotic visual novel games and you did not... Oh, fuck, I left the oven on!
Just making sure. I don't know. That all seemed very reasonable.
Yeah, right? It's a good movie.
Yeah.
Johnny Lee Miller. Early Johnny Lee Miller.
We are going to start the Miracle Whip fight in this room again.
Look, I'm not the one who put it in a prompt before.
Well, because it has its place.
Here's what I like.
It has its place.
I like that it came up at one point, and I think after... the show, I was like, what? Think about Miracle Whip.
I was like, what's the thing about Miracle Whip? I thought everyone had it on sandwiches. And you were just like, that's a poor person thing. And then you gave me it in a prompt later on to make me feel like a...
It was for me. It was a poor... A Miracle Whip and Country Crock. That's... We didn't have mayo. We didn't have butter. All real oil business. That's for the riches. So, I don't know. That's...
The quiet, there will be blood.
From it's better. It's better.
Oh, I wanted to say something real quick before you leave me alone.
Oh, sure. I mean, I'll be back. Jeff.
No,
it's we're not,
no,
it's okay.
No, it's funny that Joe's laughing because in our Discord channel for Mom had Javier, who is also watching right now, was like, "I like it when Joe is at the show because I can hear him over everybody else when he laughs."
Yeah, like right I like
now.
It too.
Yeah. So he just wants you to know that he's there and he's listening. Javier, Joe says hi.
From day one, I've been a fan of Joe's contributions to the show.
Everyone say hi to Javier.
Hi, Javier.
Title of the episode. Segment four, it's Toyify It. Being that it is Black Friday, and we should all be out there doing our patriotic consumerist duty and shopping until we're dropping, it only seems right that we do a little toyifying. You can make anything... Wait, I lost my place. You can make a playset, line of action figures, or board game out of anything. Just look at the shelves at Target. They kind of have. So we figured we might as well get in on that sweet stock and stuff and cash grab with Toyify It. In Toyify It, it's your task to come up with the action figures, playsets, games, toys, and other collectively sold separately toys that these for these everyday situations, scenarios, or concepts. There's people here. Mostly people in the show, but that's okay. So, we know how to toyify. Let's do it then. Dana, let's hear your toyifying for your first Thanksgiving with a new significant other at their family's place.
Hey there. Are you the type of board game connoisseur who thinks Settler Catan is for lame board game baby noobs? Are you also the type of person who's actually never been invited to a significant other's family Thanksgiving because you can't get to date anyone that long? Then boy, do I have the board game for you. It's called Thanksgiving with the Future? In-laws. In this board game, each player is assigned a unique role at the start of the game. So the different roles that you have available will be: you could be the significant other who really just wants their family to like their new boyfriend or girlfriend. You could be the boyfriend or girlfriend who really just wants to impress the family so that because they're with someone that they see as the one. You could be one of the two parents that just really, really wants their child to be happy. And by happy, I mean being with somebody of their choosing. Or you could be one of the siblings who are maybe they're supportive of your relationship, or maybe they just want to sow chaos. Yeah. For groups of seven or more, you can also play one of many miscellaneous relatives that are there just for whatever wacky stuff that random relatives get up to. At the start of the game, each parent is given a token about whether or not they're going to like the new boyfriend or girlfriend or whether they want to get a dislike card. Ooh. The boyfriend-girlfriend can gain favor tokens during the game to gain the respect of the parents if the parents want to like them. Mm-hmm. If the parents don't want to like them, they're going to have their own secret objective. It could be anything like get their child to move back home single, or maybe set their child up with their high school sweetheart / next door neighbor that they really just always thought belonged together, or something equally as meddling that parents just love to do at Thanksgiving. Each of the siblings and other random relatives will pick a side. They're either going to side with the parents or the significant other. But be on the lookout because they could be socially deceiving you with their own hidden agendas. The significant other wins the game either by pleasing their parents or by disowning their entire family so they can spend the rest of their life with their new love of their life. Yeah. And usually, the girlfriend-boyfriend only wins the game by gaining the respect of the parents, and only if the parents are open to that. But there's a secret win condition if they decide that they're fucked, and they just throw all caution to the wind, and they gain enough self-righteous rant tokens so at the end of the night they could get up, give an angry rant about how this family is the terrible worst people they've ever met in their life, and leave the lone victor.
Oh, man.
Play Thanksgiving with the future in-laws today.
Oh, so good. So good. I've played less interesting games than that. I think that could be that could be a winner. Get in contact with whoever your favorite tabletop game manufacturer is. Trademark Stab Industries. Oh, shit. I don't know. We have to download this episode, put it on a flash drive, and mail it to ourselves. That's our copyright procedure around here.
I don't think any of that's right, but okay.
I'll see you in fake court.
You just say TM, 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 TM.
Yeah, that works too. Thank you, Dana. Sierra, let's see what you've got in way of toyifying applying to colleges.
This was a struggle. My target audience for these applying to colleges toys, I'm going to say, are about adults between like 30, 45. Okay. maybe who did college and everything already, like, or perhaps they didn't, and they have regret and some FOMO about that. Sure. Okay. They get to choose, and they chose, right, what they wanted to focus on and devote their lives to and get into lifelong debt over when they were a teenager. Mm-hmm. Okay, like lots of regret there. That's college, okay? So, like, what am I selling here? What are the toys? Like, yeah, dolls, okay, collectible action figures, sure. Apps for, like, Google Glasses, VR games, other AI bullshit. But, like, mm-hmm. what I'm really selling is hope. Okay, fantasy, freedom, the road not taken. Okay, when you purchase and download the College app, you join the community of hundreds others just like you seeking fulfillment and clarity. Okay, in the College app, you know, perhaps you can break up with your high school boyfriend and enjoy as many partners as you'd like throughout college. Actually, you can do that whether or not you break up with your high school boyfriend. It's totally cool. Like, you have options. That's all I'm saying. Okay. In another scenario, like, you can play out. Yes. Okay. Men and women can be just friends, despite or regardless of all the sexual tension. String that guy along for as long as you like. Okay. As long as you like, whatever. Nobody cares. This is college. Another scenario. The world is a safe place, okay? College is safe. You can walk to your car or dorm at night without fear of assault. You can protest on campus and not get attacked by police. You know, this is just one of the fun road not taken things that you're being sold, okay? And like also you, yes, you can become famous, like actually famous in your real life, because now Netflix is casting for the College app scripted reality dating competition series. Oh, yeah. Sponsored by Smirnoff and Captain Morgan. How amazing, right? Don't miss your chance to be casted in the steamiest scripted reality dating competition series in history, mm-hmm. where everything is live streamed to the entire world, and you party, party, drink, drink, more, more. No strings, no commitments, just class, debt, disease, and working until you die.
Yay! Yay! Thank you. Road not thank you, Sarah. So good. Jeff Brown.
Hey.
Let's close out some toyifying. I don't know why I've done this, but here we go. Let's hear your toyification of self-esteem.
My parents didn't give me this when I grew up. Hey, kids, Teddy Ruxpin is back! That's right, the beloved bear from the 80s is ready to come into your home to help you realize that you are great. It's Self-Help Teddy Ruxpin. After spending several years in a depressive, alcoholic cycle following his declining popularity in the late 80s,
as well as going through several high-profile divorces and a Nicole Smith. Teddy is clean and sober and ready to help you come to the same realizations he did. The realization that you are worthy of love and that you don't have to be anything more than who you already are, even if who you are is a stuffed bear that is painful to be intimate with, because instead of soft stuffing under your fur, it's a cheap plastic stereo system that is cold and hard to the touch. Sorry, we can't all be Care Bears, Anna Nicole. Just pop in any of Teddy's patented self-help cassette tapes into his back and let the waves of self-actualization wash over you. Here, listen to tape one of his 72-tape series, Happiness in You, a self-hypnosis guide to becoming your true self. Well, hi there, friend. It's me, Teddy Ruxpin, your best friend and your Sherpa through the astral plane of your mind. Can you spell astral plane? Great! I knew you could. Our journey to enlightenment and improved self-esteem begins now. Close your eyes and imagine yourself on a beach, the waves lapping gently nearby. As you breathe, you hear a voice, a woman's voice, calling to you from the water. You look and see a beautiful mermaid sitting atop a rock, singing a beautiful song. It is lulling you into the water. But oh no, it is not a mermaid. No, it is a siren, and she would see you drown in this ocean of despair. Do not listen to her song. Anna Nicole Smith, be gone! You can harvest no more. My heart may be metal and wires, but it beats warmer than yours. In tape one, please insert tape two.
There it is. There it is.
Those tapes are real short, too.
Yeah, that's fine. I was trying to multitask, and that's always a bad idea. Well, we've made it. We made it to segment five. Please explain it to me. Yeah, we don't do this one often either. And today,
tonight was a bunch I've never done.
Yeah, and I went whimsical because I didn't want to think. So you guys got whimsy in our explanations. There's a difference between knowing a thing and understanding a thing. I could get into it, but I'm not participating in this prompt, only presenting it. This prompt being, explain it to me. Ian, please explain it to me. You must attempt to explain a couple things to the following things in terms and ways that they might be able to understand. Sounds simple? Of course not, but do it anyway. Dana Bryant. Again, everybody keep in mind, whimsy. Dana Bryant, please explain lying to me. I'm a plate of Chef Boyardee beefaroni.
Everyone's so mad because it's a room full of stab guests right now.
And just the anger radiating from each of
them.
Oh,
fuck just, you!
Oh, mommy, sweet little baby Chef Boyardee wants to know about lying. Okay. Well, I guess at the simplest level, lying is when you say something that you know isn't true. Like, you know, honey, when you tell people that you're free from preservatives, but we know that you're pretty preserved, you know, sweetheart. That's a lie. You know, it's not a lie if you actually believe it, though, you know? So if you say something that's not true, but you believe it, like when you think that people want to feed you to their children, you may be stupid for believing that, but it's not lying because you generally think you taste good. Mm. Yes. I don't think I've ever eaten this.
I don't know. I don't know.
Tastes pretty good.
Okay. Now, you know, sometimes you can lie by not saying all the truth. Like when you tell people you're made of beef, like it's technically true, right? But when people think of beef, they think of yummy, yummy cuts of beef like a steak or a hamburger, but not whatever scraps that you're probably made of, you know, all the leftover bits and cartilage. Now, it's usually bad to lie to people because you're not being honest. Because you know what? You never have to keep straight. Keep your facts straight if you don't lie. Mm-hmm. And if you never tell one, let's say, like, for example, you know, if all of the values of your nutritional facts are true, you just have to look at the back of your label and you don't have to remember all the fake statistics that you give people about what's in you and how much sodium and how much of your daily calorie intake you're actually going to take up. Now, of course, sometimes people like to call what are called little white lies, where you lie about something that's not really important just so you can spare someone's feelings. You know, like if someone was on a date and they spilt you down the front of your shirt and they're like, oh man, I'm such a klutz. And the date says, oh no, honey, it's not noticeable at all. I don't even notice it. When in fact, it's really fucking noticeable and they notice it, but they know that if they tell you it's noticeable and they're a little embarrassed, then they're not going to get laid later. Sure. You know, and that person's not going to take off their beefaroni laden shirt to let them touch their boobs if they don't lie to them, you know. Yeah. But, you know, sometimes we have what's called lying by omission, and that's when you don't tell somebody the truth and it counts as a lie, right? Like if you're not telling mommy that you're also made out of rat entrails, that's a lie. Yeah, that's a lie. Even if it's a little bit of rat, that's still a little bit of lies. Okay, but also, I want you to know that there's a difference between lying by omission and then, you know, just not sharing your private business with people, right? Because it really is going to depend on the relationship between people. Like, you should definitely tell consumers like mommy about those rat pieces, right? But maybe you don't have to tell consumers like mommy, like when you're a chef at a wedding and you overhear some gossip about the bride and the groom and their whirlwind romance that may have started before the groom's late wife mysteriously died. You especially shouldn't spread that gossip around to mommy, and you know, because gossip is bad, but especially when that groom also happens to be the president.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh. That's how we're ending?
Tell Mr. Wilson mommy says hi.
Oh.
Good night.
Oh, I don't want to do research after the show. I don't have to look things up. Oh.
Evidently, Chef Boyardee is a real guy, and he catered Woodrow Wilson's wedding, who got married while he was in office to his second wife. I don't think there was really anything nefarious going on, but there could have been.
Yeah. Yeah. And everybody... A little piece of trivia that you can take home. Chef Boyardee's first name? Hector. Mm-hmm. It's on the back of the can.
Hector Boyardee.
Hey, buddy, Hector Boyardee. I have some of my beefaroni, man. It's the legally required amount of rat droppings that we don't have to report. Thank you, Dana. How can people enjoy more Dana Bryant out in the world?
You can come watch Squad Patrol this Friday the 13th at 7:30. We're doing our Into the Santaverse show. So if you like or hate multiverses and Santa's something you enjoy, or not, you know, come watch it. It's gonna be a time.
Yeah,
I'm very excited for it.
I feel like that's gonna be quite an evening of programming. Thank you, Dana. Good to have you. Sierra. See what we did here. Please explain the healing power of forgiveness to me. Mm-hmm. I am the simulated wood grain paneling our great grandparents covered every room in. There's so much open field to play in, guys. What? Correct. Yes.
The things you've seen over the last 100 years, huh, wood paneling? If you could talk, right, wood paneling, about the things you've seen here in the family homestead over the last 100 years. Did you ever ask for consent, wood paneling?
Oh, shit.
For all the things you've witnessed, seen, and heard? What about the love, the loss, the tears, the laughter? The first kisses? Mm-hmm. The army come knocking, letting us know Uncle Johnny would not be coming home for Christmas ever again?
Shit.
Did you ask to be a wall in the rooms where those personal, sentimental events took place? Of course you didn't, just like you didn't speak up.
Shit.
When you witness the betrayals, injustices, damage to property. Oh, damage to property. Vases knocked over.
Wow. It's a 4D experience.
Mm-hmm. Dog tails stepped on, cash stolen from grandpa's wallet, liquor stolen from mama's bottles. Generations worth of obvious cries for help, wood paneling. Fuck you. You wall panel pieces of shit. What good are you? What purpose do you serve if you don't speak the fuck up? Use your voice and your privilege, you fake ass wood. Your wood grain isn't even real. It's painted on, you phony fuck. All my family's problems went unchecked and got so much worse because of you. You're the reason why I drink. Wood panel walls in my great-grandparents' house. Like, and you know what? Don't be sorry. Just save it. Okay? Oh, wait, you can't talk. Never mind. I forgive you.
Yay. Yay. See? Such fertile ground.
That was in spite of you.
Most of it is. Sometimes I...
Oh, Sierra.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jesse.
How can people get more Sierra Ramirez where they work and bank? Sorry.
No. When you think of me, I'm also thinking of you.
Oh,
okay?
Nice.
One. two. I will be taking the upcoming Improv 1 class at STAB on Tuesdays.
Nice.
Yes. If you can't join me on Tuesdays, there's also a Sunday option for you.
Yeah.
And bolo for my art on the walls here.
Yes.
In the coming months.
Please.
At STAB.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Sierra.
Thank you, Jesse. Thank you very much.
Oh, no, thank you. No, please, thank you. Yes. Yes. Those warm half of the people clapping, not another hand, some other form piece of their body. Jeff Brown.
Howdy.
How do people get their filling up to the tippy top of what it is that Jeff Brown is?
Oh, how could they want any more? You can go to mom-hat.com. There's all kinds of stuff there. We got new. Look, if you go there, you'll probably see updates to upcoming podcasts. I have stopped updating the Twitter. I did make a Blue Sky.
Okay.
So you can go to the Blue Sky. Look for Mom Hat Studios on Blue Sky. Aside from that, here every 2 months ish.
Well, I try. Yeah,
something like that.
Get in there.
I also will be taking the Improv 1 class.
Oh.
On Sundays.
Nice.
So,
guys,
if you want to see both Sierra and me, you have to do both classes.
Oh, please do.
So, give Jesse all your money.
Yeah.
And do that.
Well.
Also, we've been, Danielle and I have been streaming more on Twitch recently.
Yeah.
So we've been doing a bunch a week because the world needs to be hid away from. And sometimes you just want to go and play a video game and pretend that things are cool in a little town called Silent Hill.
Yeah.
So if you go to twitch.tv/momhatstudios, we're on there actually a bunch, usually a couple times a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I farm that for content on YouTube and TikTok.
Yeah. And we like to send folk over. Able,
yeah.
Sharing
no,
the
that, I we had a raid before. It was very nice.
I like to.
And then they were like, "There's not. I can't see real people. I can't jerk off to this." And they left. So
well,
yeah,
fair.
Ooh, indeed.
That's our audience.
They need to see it.
And kids these days don't have any media literacy and can't visualize.
No, no. You got to present for them. Ugh. Jeff.
Yes.
Is it possible you got the most whimsical of them all?
I don't think so.
I don't know. Jeff Brown. Let's hear what you've got. Please explain fast food to me. I am the last pterodactyl. I guess I could have stopped there, but there's so much
more. No, there's fucking more.
No, Jesse, stop. You already win.
But he had to write the rest of it, so you have to know what the rest of it was. Please explain fast food to me. I'm the last pterodactyl, sitting on a rock, watching my last sunset. Completely oblivious to the impending end of everything I've ever known.
Just, you know, sometimes you give me a prompt and, like, I don't really do the prompt.
Because
I'm mostly, like, just kind of upset. You know, they usually can tell those are the ones because I say your name a bunch in it. Like I'm addressing you as a person. It's kind of meta.
Yeah.
Anyways, Jesse.
This is kind of a mom hat theme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So first, Jesse.
Yes.
I need to approach this pterodactyl. First of all, I found out that I can spell pterodactyl without Googling it.
Oh, wow.
So thanks for that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pterodactyl brag.
Hell yeah. Thank you, school. I don't know which one. First of all, I need to approach the pterodactyl slowly. Even though it will soon draw its last breath, it is still a dangerous animal, mm-hmm. Jesse.
Yes.
Much like Chris Pratt in the Jurassic World movie, I stretch out my hand towards the beast and slowly move toward while maintaining eye contact. I need to let it know that I am the dominant creature while at the same time letting it know I mean no harm. Once I've gained the creature's trust, I now need to explain fast food to it. Now, I've done some research for this prompt because for some reason, that's what being on this show requires more and more each time I'm invited on. I had to look up A Star Is Born, a movie I've never seen, original or remake. Now, that's on me. Now, I do know about dinosaurs, though.
Okay.
But I had to go back because it's been a while. It's been a while. Usually when I'm researching dinosaurs, it's more for, like, personal pleasure and not for STAB. For this, it's like being in the weirdest junior college creative writing class ever. So anyway, through my research, I came to understand that dinosaurs, because the first thing I Googled was, do dinosaurs talk? Mm. Which you think I would know, but I was like, there's a lot that's changed with dinosaurs over the last 15, 20 years.
And before time.
Yep. Well, you just wait. So I found out that dinosaurs do not communicate verbally, which I wouldn't have assumed anyways, but I had to check.
And how would they know?
Really? Instead, well, there's... Yeah, scientists, how would you know? Get fucked. So instead, I found out that they communicate visually. Like, you know. Baga. Yeah. The baga was an ad lib from me. It was not the dinosaur. So I need to visually explain fast food to this dinosaur.
Yes.
Not verbally, but visually. So I stand in front of the dino and I hold up a gigantic leaf from the Jurassic era tree. In doing my research for this segment, I rewatched The Land Before Time.
There we are.
And came to find that there was one symbolic image for all dinosaurs when it came to food. We all know what it is. The tree star. Right? Yay. I hold the tree star in front of the dinosaur, and I'm going to call him Petrie, like from The Land Before Time, because that was the name of the little pterodactyl.
Why not?
Yeah, you don't know that? It's weird. No? I hold the tree star in front of Petrie, and I mime eating. Om nom 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 nom. And I rub my belly. Mmm, so good. Mmm, nom nom nom. Now, he can't hear me, but he can see me. It's pantomime. So I do that, and then I hold up a Western bacon cheeseburger from Carl's Jr., or Hardee's if you're nasty. And I mime eating the Western bacon cheeseburger, and then I immediately start miming like I'm having the worst diarrhea of my entire life.
Sure.
I point to the burger. I point to my pantomime diarrhea, and the pterodactyl nods its head knowingly. It understands, Jesse.
Yeah.
It knows.
Sure.
They do move in herds.
With that, I cradle Petrie in my arms as it drifts off into eternal sleep. Like how Harry Potter cradled Dobby after Beatrix stabbed him with a knife. Rest easy, Petrie. Helena Bonham Carter can't hurt you anymore. The end.
Yeah. 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 And the Stab Show is over. Thank you for joining us tonight. And, of course, a very special thank you to our fantastic panel, Dana Bryant, Sierra Ramirez, and Jeff Brown. Would you like to enjoy the Stab Show live as it happens? Well, just come on down to Stab Comedy Theater or tune in to Stab TV Friday nights at 7:30 and let the show just wash over you. Or you can take the Stab Show with you wherever you go by subscribing to it via the podcast provider of your choice. Rate, share, and review, and we'll ask no more of you. But unfortunately, that's all we've got for you tonight. So until next time, I've been your host, Jesse Jones, saying a good turkey requires preparation, patience, and a call to a store that specializes in making them. Why even attempt to do it yourself? That's nonsense. Good night!